This is Jim Zuras, podcast host and operator of SysRep, that's Senior Information Strategies for Real Estate Professionals. And today I'm with Betty Kerr and Ken Stewart of Keller Williams. Hello, you two. How are you doing?
Hi there. We're doing great.
Great. Betty, I know you're an SRES, or Senior Real Estate Specialist. Usually when I go into office, what's interesting is I'll ask how many, like today I was in another office in Chino Hills, and there were no senior real estate specialists in that office. You know, no hands went up when I asked. So if a real estate agent is, and I know, Ken, you're working on your designation, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm more than halfway through.
Yeah. And I always highly recommend that if a agent is serious about marketing to the senior market, it sure makes sense to get that designation. Now, how long have you had yours, Betty?
I've had mine for over 20 years. And I do agree with you that what I explain to my clients is that I just didn't get my real estate license. I just didn't go take the test. I take my business very seriously, and the people that I'm focusing on is seniors. So I wanted to get my designation to help give them the business and the support that they need, because you just can't help seniors, or it's like a specific group of people.
Right.
And with my SRES, in which Ken is getting his SRES, it helps us service the clients better.
Sure, absolutely. Now, Betty, what percentage of your business would you say is senior versus non-senior? I'm just curious.
Over 60%
is
from my business is seniors.
Okay.
Yes.
Does the work that you do with the senior part of your business, does that lead to referrals to non-senior? I would guess it would. Have you seen that happen, or is that not the case?
Absolutely. In fact, most of my 60% of my business is referral. I do not advertise. I don't do any advertising in the newspaper, anything like that. It's word of mouth. I've helped a family. I've assisted attorneys in probate. And they refer me business. So I get my business from someone that they trust. And so they refer them to me. So they trust me because of the people that they know.
Sure. And that's, if real estate agents listening to any of these podcasts, that's kind of a common thread, is that you do well for your clients. And that makes common sense for any real estate agent, no matter what they're doing. But especially with the senior market, I think you get a lot of traction, maybe even more traction, if you get a senior that you do a good job with in terms of referrals. And would you say that's the same thing? That's
absolutely
right.
When I do a good job for my clients, which I do, I know I will get referrals. And that's why my little saying on my business card is making clients for life. I've had clients that actually I had dinner with, I have lunch with, that I sold or helped them sell a home over 15 or 20 years ago. Yep. And we still talk. They're part of my life forever.
So that's a fantastic story. Now, Betty, tell me about, I know you have a relationship with a probate attorney. It's actually fed you leads for over a period of time, right?
Yes, absolutely. I work with a probate attorney. She had called and interviewed with me several times, and she said she was interviewing other agents. I was blessed to have her choose me. When clients come into her office, they're upset, they're distraught from having a family member pass away sometimes, and she refers them to me because they need someone to sell their home. She has them call me. A lot of times I'll meet at her office so that they're comfortable, that they know her. I go in there and meet with them when she knows they're going to be there, and I go with them all the whole step of the way. I don't just sell their house and that. When the attorney goes to court, I actually show up at the hearing for the client, which has helped my client several times. In fact, the judge even commented to the other client who their agent didn't show up and said, this is why your agent should represent you like this agent's doing. So I felt good about that.
So I'm not familiar with the probate process. I know you want to avoid that at all, if you can, obviously with a trust.
Correct.
And then we have another podcast with a trust attorney that talks about that.
Yes.
And then another podcast where they go through that same thing like you're mentioning.
Absolutely.
Now, with a probate situation like that, the judge has a lot of say in what happens in that scenario, right?
Yes, absolutely. Just because you get an accepted offer and people think it's accepted, there's an addendum that sometimes the judge makes the decision.
Okay.
Before, years ago, you used to just go and it would be your offer. The judge would say, fine, it's fair market value, it's a done deal. The things that I'm finding out now, and is why I go with my clients the whole step of the way, is I show up at the court hearing with a counteroffer, because sometimes we have investors that are showing up at the courthouse and saying, well, I want to bid on the property.
Just right in there at the last minute,
right,
just
there.
To sweep
they,
in there and take the deal.
Be there.
It's
correct.
Just like going to the auction at the courthouse. They can come in and overbid.
Wow.
And a lot of people are unaware that they think they just have to say, okay, we have an offer, we're good. But someone can actually come in and overbid the property. And if you don't have the ability, because they will decide right then and there that you don't get the property more. So that's why she attends.
That's an excellent example, that Ken. That's a great example. People don't realize that you can be overbid And that's why you need a real estate consultant that's going to be prepared every step of the way.
Now, when you say overbid, are they outbidding the family? Is that how that works?
Well, what happens is the judge says, well, this offer is for $294,000 or $600,000. And then somebody will stand up and say, Your Honor, I would like to submit. And the judge usually, the judges that I've been in front of several times have either said the bid has to be in $500 or $1,000 increments. They're not doing the dollars.
Right.
So just for example, the judge will say it has to be in $1,000 increments. So if he bids $1,000 over, I'm there with the client with the offer. Do you want to bid $1,000? And I actually have the counter offers there ready to
sign. And client is the family, right?
Client's a family.
Right.
Or if another agent brings in a buyer.
Okay.
Or if I bring in a buyer on the property.
Right.
You need to be prepared. Sometimes real estate agents, in our lingo, it's called double-ended, or you bring in an offer on your own property a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Or the family knows somebody and they refer them to me.
Right.
You know, my neighbor's interested. So then I get a referral actually from the family many times.
Right.
So you have to be prepared because a judge is representing the family. It's their decision on the price of the sale. So if
now, is it possible that the family wants to keep the home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's four siblings, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the home's still goes through probate. Is it possible that someone comes in and actually outbids the family that wants to keep the home? I heard that.
Yes.
Yeah,
for instance, you would be at the courthouse and we don't even know who you are. And we think that the family, the son or daughter or in-laws are going to buy the property.
Right.
And then you stand up and say, Your Honor, I would also like to submit an offer.
Wow.
And then that's where the bidding starts.
So the judge might end up saying, okay, this investor that came out of nowhere, that bid wins. And then the family that really wanted to keep the home, maybe because they grew up in it for emotional reasons, they're out of luck. That can potentially happen.
And in a way, that does happen. And it's unfortunate because I have empathy for the family that wants to keep the home and the family that they grew up in and played in. For the main thing is the judge is there representing the person,
estate.
The estate.
Right.
And a lot of times you'll get family members that way underbid the value
sure.
of the property.
Yeah.
Just to get the property, and the family say, yeah, you can have it for $300,000, even though it could be worth $500,000.
Yeah.
To me, you have to go with what's right.
That makes sense.
And
so the judge isn't trying to be evil or unfair or anything. He has to represent the interest of the decedent, the estate.
The judge tells you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate for the family at times.
That's a lot of good information. Real estate agents, some of them will know that, a lot don't.
Many don't. They just get their real estate license, they go take the test, and that's all they do. That's why Ken and I, we're serious about the business that we do, and we do want to be able to help our clients. And having our SRES designation helps us to service our clients better.
Sure. Now, you guys are teaming up, right? This is like a brand new team that's getting together. Tell me about that. How's that going to work?
Well, I'm going to be in charge, and Betty's going to do what I say.
Ooh.
No, just kidding. No, Betty and I have been here working in this office together for about a year. Last year, we were both selected as cultural icons here for Keller Williams, which means that we embody the spirit of sharing and giving. And both of us teach classes here. Because I experienced the same kind of thing that many of us are experiencing. My uncle passed away. The family didn't know what to do. They didn't know who to turn to. I'm the family real estate agent. So all of a sudden, I had to figure out what are the issues in probate and all that kind of stuff. So I had to start doing that.
Yeah.
I've had other family members go through that, and they're talking to me about that, and I realize it's a lot of misinformation, a lot of information not being getting out. The thing is who do you trust? Who do you
exactly.
trust?
Exactly. I went through the same thing with my parents, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, you're dealing with these issues. You have no clue.
Right.
What is going on here? Plus, there's the emotional part going on.
Absolutely. And so that's the biggest problem. I mean, sometimes you can prepare for these things. It's a long, extended illness, but oftentimes they were here today and they're gone tomorrow. You weren't expecting that, and your life is turned upside down.
Yeah.
Previous in my career, I sold bank-owned homes. You dealt with a lot of emotion. And one of the things I felt I was very good at is when I had to go speak with people who were losing their homes and try and come up with the best possible scenario. The damage is done.
Right.
Something's already bad happened.
That's tough. Yeah.
So now you have to present it the best way possible. I felt I learned a lot of empathy and a lot of that. Now I'm finding that I can use those same skills here in coming in the office and watching Betty work and knowing that Betty's been a senior real estate specialist for 20 years and where she comes from and how much experience and empathy and how amazing she is. I thought it would be a great opportunity for the two of us to work together, and thankfully, I hadn't ticked her off too much so that she decided that she thinks that maybe we can hang out and work together. So I'm great. Really looking forward to the partnership.
I really appreciate you doing the podcast. This has been great. I'm sure agents on listening to this and others will get a lot out of it. Your contact information will be on our website, SysRep.
Okay, once again, my name is Betty Kerr, and my direct line is 714-485-3411.
Okay.
And I work Orange County.
We're in the Yorba Linda office of Keller Williams. Mm-hmm. And then, Ken, how about you? How about your contact info?
Ken Stewart. My phone number is 714-720-8980. Email address is Ken Stewart, Stewart, Holmes, at Gmail.
And then, Betty, how about your email?
My email is my name, Betty, BETTYD, and then Kerr, KERR, at gmail.com. And I just want to comment that I appreciate what you're doing here. You invited us to speak, but I think it's awesome what you're doing and getting this information out to people and giving them more information so they can be more informed and make better decisions by the podcast that you're doing. So I appreciate
right.
that.
Right. It makes us all better professionals, especially that I know you're focusing this on other real estate agents, because unless you know, you don't know. So this is a great way for people to learn and put it together. So
great. Well, I appreciate those comments and really appreciate you guys. Great interview. Thanks again.
Thank you. Take and care. Make it a great day.
Thanks.